any given point in time, they cannot have more than 2 billion euro of debt outstanding. An Irish Water plan to have in the region of 3 billion euro of debt as part of this plan. They also plan to bring in about 2 billion euro on water charges, and we know that that's quite fanciful as well, given the fact that nearly half the population are not paying their water charges and holding out in relation to that campaign. The new figures that came out yesterday is that 53% of the population have paid their second bill, and we know that a large amount of that is the likes of local authorities who are paying for their vacant accommodation and other government agencies.
And today is the final day for applying for the 100 euro conservation grant. You don't think it's going to make a huge difference?
No, I don't think so. I think people see through the 100 euro grant. They see it as a sweetener. And we said very clearly on the day that this new scheme was announced last year that this would fail the market corporation test. The government told us that that was nonsense. Obviously, again, once again, we have been proved correct. And look, if the Irish government want to bring Irish Water back off the government books, the one thing that they will have to do is get rid of this 100 euro grant. And I think people understand that. The fact that there's been such a low uptake in it, I think, is embarrassing to the government as well. People have decided not to buy into the government's plan. But I wouldn't blame anybody who actually applied for the 100 euro charge and didn't pay their water charges at the same time. I think anything that messes up the government's figures in relation to this issue of water charging is to be welcomed.